Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, if you're in the market for a new podcast, listen, today we're chatting about the therapy crouch.
So we got on the flight and we got a book each. We both got the new Marty and Nicole book, Loyalty.
Did you read the same book at the same time? Yeah.
We always do.
We are quite sad like that.
What do you mean?
Do you know what? Two separate books, and then you should swap at the end.
No, because we read the same book and we discuss it the whole way through. That's a normal thing to do.
I've never known anyone to read the same book at the same time.
I don't think I've ever seen any other couple sit there on the sun loungers and read the same book. But we do. We do that. Oh, we always do it. And it's actually really, really pleasant because you get...
It's only like watching a box set together.
It is generally like that. You go, oh my God, where are you? Where are you up to?
And if Pete goes to the toilet on the plane, he's like, stop reading. Stop reading.
The Pod Squad with me this afternoon in studio, Ellen Butler from the News Talk newsroom and Off the Balls, Colm Buhig. You're both very welcome, folks. This, Ellen, of course, is Abby Clancy and Peter Crouch.
That's right, yeah. It's basically them gloating about their very happy marriage. And look, call me a cynic, but I find the happiest couples don't feel the need to talk about it all the time.
All right, okay.
So Andrea, I thought long and hard about this and I just don't understand why anyone would listen to it.
Really?
I thought it was pure rubbish.
Colm Buhig.
Wow. That's hard to top straight that, in there. Isn't it?
Pure rubbish.
I want to hear more from Ellen there about that strong take. Yeah, it was like, I listened to two full episodes just travelling at the weekend.
Yeah.
Here's how it sums up for me, right? I was looking at our social media stats for the therapy crouch, right? So they have 91,000 subscribers on YouTube. But then if you look at their Instagram and TikTok following, it's 420,000 on Instagram and 356,000 on TikTok. So it's perfect and serviceable clips. And the algorithm was giving that to me before I ever listened to this podcast.
Because it's not new. It's around
good. The Times that are reviewing it in February 2023.
Yeah.
Same format since then. So like I listened to two full episodes and it's just Ask Me Anything. So they have an avid following and people ask for their advice basically.
Yeah. So that is the kind of the premise of this, isn't it? It's nearly a bit Agony Aunt style.
Yeah. It's basically them saying, look, we've been together 16 years. We've been through it all. All of our trials and tribulations, although I'm not sure how relatable their lives are to the rest of
us. She's a big TV personality. He's former Liverpool player.
Former Liverpool in England, played at the World Cup, scored at the World Cup, huge player.
Yeah, so they're two really well-known celebrities.
Yeah, so like in that way, it's kind of nice to hear him so relatable, like genuinely a down-to-earth person, or certainly he's a great actor if he's not.
No, I think they are actually quite nice people. Yeah.
For a guy
people.
Who's like he played the elite level of the game, like he really did, and she's really well known. So they could be way more unrelatable than they actually are. So they do talk about genuine things that everybody else is interested in, because they are normal people. That's certainly where they originated from, and they made it that way.
So I've listened to two of the episodes as well, but I actually have over the years just watched some of the, as you said, Colm, the kind of the short clips. I was familiar with the podcast, but that is the idea. People basically get in touch with them with their own, I don't want to say issues or big problems, but it's the kind of nonsense stuff, isn't it? The stuff you might chat to your friends about in a WhatsApp group or something, or if you're meeting them on a Saturday afternoon. And they kind of dish out their advice as to how you should deal with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's nice and light in that sense. And like you say, Colm, it is sort of relatable questions and that kind of thing. And they just give their take on it. But even I just found the way it's laid out, like, they don't often have an answer, quick to hand. And then they started adding in Ross, their producer.
Yeah.
I don't know, did they run out of stuff
to
talk about? And I just thought, he's not really doing his job if they're here trying to answer questions they can't answer. And I'm getting bored with it, to be honest. So,
How much did you listen to?
I listened to their very first episode and then I skipped forward to a recent one. And I think I tried about three or four. I couldn't get through them all.
Really? Yeah.
I couldn't get through an entire episode, to be honest.
Did you find it a bit long? Given the content that they're
talking. You hate lengthy podcasts.
Yeah, I do.
Not really. No, I thought it was about as long as it should be for what they talked about. Their producer, Ross, I was looking into him. I was researching him. And he's Abby Clancy's friend.
Right.
But he only goes by Ross. They don't give a surname. He's never on camera. So there's one photo allegedly of him. He looks like Bradley Cooper. That's the whole thing.
Okay.
He looks like Bradley Cooper. But he is like very much a yes man to those two. And he lets them dictate. So I imagine he's going to do whatever they want. Like, I was thinking, who is this podcast for, right? Because they don't really talk about much. It's like, well, Seinfeld is a show about nothing. This is a podcast about nothing. But it's very, that would be really comforting to people as well.
But you see, I kind of wondered that because I actually, as I was listening to the two episodes, I thought to myself, who is typically listening to this? Is it the, you know, the football fans? Is it the Liverpool supporters?
Well, that would get you in.
Celebrity goss?
Yeah.
So they have a good selling point. Their marketing speaks for itself because there's two different strands of society that automatically... I want to hear what Peter Crouch has to say because he does football punditry as well and he has a separate football-only podcast so people know he can talk and he's really funny.
Yeah.
And they have clear chemistry. Like Ellen says, you know, they pose themselves as a happy couple and they probably are. They're probably already happy.
Just really happy. Yeah, like, let's not be so cynical.
I mean, they do take the mic out of each other. Like, it's not like they're like overly complimentary to each other or anything like that. But I was thinking, who's it for? And it's probably like if you're in a bad place and you just want to escape from what you're actually doing day to day, it's not a bad background listen.
So funny you say that because two of our listeners have got in touch to say the very same. I actually love this podcast. A bit of lightweight chat to make you laugh in the commute, a break from the heavier podcasts that I listen to. And another texter tells me, I see short clips of these in my social media feed all of the time. I love the short clips, but I'd actually never bother listening to a full episode.
That was my experience with it. Like, I will continue to watch their short clips because, like, well, they're clipping this for a reason. This is obviously the best stuff that they had from the podcast.
So you'll do 30 seconds, Matt.
Yeah. And there's a good visual aspect too, but audio only. I think if the podcast emerged like 8 years ago, it would be absolutely massive.
Yeah, but there's loads of podcasts like that. The market is saturated with this kind of stuff.
So after 2 years, Ellen, of, you know, the Therapy Crouch and Abby and Peter, you know, answering people's problems and issues in the way that they do they need to kind of adapt it? Like, should there be an odd guest on it? Beyond Ross,
I think that would help. Yeah, I think to the question about the length, it is too long for what it is. Yeah. It's stream of consciousness stuff, really. So you need to have strong personalities to carry that. I think I don't know how someone could keep up with this for 2 years, to be honest. So yeah, I would think if they diversified a little bit, if there was a bit of a USP, that would help. Because like you say, the market is saturated with this kind of stuff. So if you're interested in them as personalities, well, absolutely go for it. But otherwise,
I'm not following because someone wrote in there, the one I was listening to at the weekend, there's this couple with the opportunity to move to Australia for work and their whole life would be upended. And they're putting into the hands of Abby and Peter. It was like, please decide for us, you know. So people like love them. Like, they have a really loyal listenership. But like you're saying, Ellen, it's like they don't really have the answers to these really serious topics. I'm kind of glad that they don't.
Yeah, maybe
they could ruin people's lives by like, oh yeah, why not?
Why not go? For 2 years, I think the podcast like this, like they've covered a range of topics, but it becomes a bit tedious too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think you have to be invested in them. That's the big selling point of it. So if you're really into them as personalities, if you're into anyone at all in life, you're going to listen to what they want to say. And even if it's nonsense, you're going to forgive them for that.
Yeah.
But I would say if you're in a really bad place in terms of like, say work's going badly or something's going wrong, it's not a bad podcast.
I wouldn't be asking them for advice.
It's not a bad podcast to listen to because they don't take themselves that seriously. They're talking about a range of different topics. Yeah. One might hit on something that you're going through with at that time. So it could be some way relatable. But it's not something that I'd ever go back to listen to a full episode. I mean, I listened to by the third episode, I was like, I am only listening to this because I'm on lunchtime, talking about it. There's no way I'm going to listen to it otherwise.
It's funny though, because I would have thought, given both of their backgrounds, Ellen, they could have guests and they would absolutely have access to great guests as well.
Yeah, totally. And I think they would hold an interview really well. They are nice. They come across as really nice people and like that relatable. They do have good personalities. They're just not natural born hosts. Like, so I think, with another character, they could bounce off them a little bit.
I don't know
more.
If they do. If they had Russell Cain, he's a British comedian. You might know him to see. He was on it, but it was ages ago. So I didn't know today, but I don't know if that's a regular thing or if that was a one-off thing.
You see,
that seemed to work.
For me, where I thought it might work well was, for instance, by way of example off the top of my head, if Peter and Abby Clancy were to interview the likes of Wayne and Colleen Rooney, I'd listen to that.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, because they're from that same background.
You can imagine the conversations they'd have.
So I'd like to what I would like to listen to is to maybe eavesdrop on their pint in a pub chat. That's what I'd listen to.
Exactly, that you have something to talk about there.
Running themes. I think she wants to move house at the moment, Abby. And Peter's like, why would we move house? We have a perfectly nice house. And they keep on returning to that. See, that's, they're the clips I'm giving to my algorithm.
Yeah. That, see, I find that quite tedious. And it's actually not relatable because you're talking about these multimillionaires. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Listeners, as a Therapy Crouch, it's harmless fun, guys. You're just hating for no reason. Well, I'm not hating on it at all. But how many, you are. How many stars are you giving that out of five?
My record low, one.
Wow. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jeez. Colin. No, I'll give it like a 3 out of 5. It's harmless. It's harmless.
Yeah.
I can see why people listen to it. That. It's nice.
This listener wants to point out, I actually met Peter at a Crystal Palace game last year. He was working for BT Sport. He was a gentleman. He played football with the kids in the play zone. He talked to everybody. He was absolutely so lovely, says this listener. That's the Therapy Crouch. That's Off the Balls. Colin Buhig, Ellen Butler from the News Talk newsroom. Thanks a million to you folks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.